Keep up to date with all the happenings in the Stardate universe through our Twitter feed and Facebook page. They tell you what to expect in our radio programs and magazine, let you know about important events, and much more. And also, check out our website, stardate.org. We'll see you there. Stardate, September 16th. On March 2nd of the year 1105, the moon barely dipped its toe into Earth's outer shadow. The eclipse was so faint and short that it probably went unnoticed, but it marked the start of a cycle that will last 1,300 years and features 73 eclipses. And the next one takes place tomorrow night. The full moon, the harvest moon, will pass through the penumbra and barely touch the darker inner shadow, the umbra. Eclipses occur in cycles known as Saros. Tonight's eclipse is part of Saros 118. The moon starts a cycle at the far north or south of our planet's shadow. Over the centuries, it moves through the shadow until it exits at the opposite pole. So a Saros begins with penumbral eclipses, then moves through partial eclipses, total eclipses, then back again. The next eclipse in this Saros will take place in September of 2042. This eclipse is number 52 in the series. It'll begin at 7:41 p.m. Central Time when the moon first touches the penumbra. Later, the moon will barely dip into the umbra, so it'll look like a celestial dragon took a tiny nibble from the moon. At least part of the eclipse will be visible from the entire United States except Western Alaska. So look for the almost full moon tonight with the bright planet Saturn close by. Then tomorrow night, see if you can follow the subtle shading of a faint lunar eclipse. We have more sky watching tips and much more about the universe in Stardate magazine. Details at stardate.org. For the University of Texas at Austin MacDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.